And could you tell us more about norms and regulations concerning artificial intelligence in healthcare?
Well, this is like a very good question. In general, for the hospitals and the national authorities, the norms and the regulations, from my point of view, are very well set. We also have to follow the European norms and regulations. Once again, there is a reason of being small. Now, in small states, we rarely formulate our own norms. We cannot set the standards. Usually, we follow the standards of the big states, or in this case, the standards of the European Union. So, we are actually seeing, we support this development. We also support, like, the making an example of artificial intelligence strategy on the European Union level, because then you can follow the same strategy on the national level. So what European Union does at first place, it is later on mimicking or following in the next stage on the national level. So this is like a really very good example of a norms and standards setting. Norms and regulations are here to protect the interests of the patients. And sometimes we actually do not explain the patients that all the forms they have to fill in are actually here to protect their rights. It also means that the patients can be somehow dubious if they go to a healthcare practitioner who doesn't ask anything, who doesn't give you any consent, and who doesn't pay attention to your personal data. So being aware of norms and regulations is also a sign of a quality.
And so far, how much is artificial intelligence implied in national healthcare systems or in insurance companies?
Well, the question of application of the artificial intelligence in national healthcare systems is probably very important for the development of healthcare systems in the future. It is my firm belief that the national healthcare systems that will ignore the artificial intelligence will in the long run prove to be less effective. So, of course, we have like different levels. You can have like interests of the ministries of health that want to deliver good care to the patients. We have the interest of the politicians, because it is a very important political question. How healthy is your population? Because you can be a very rich and a very prosperous politician, but as long as you do not guarantee the good healthcare status of your nation, you will probably not be re-elected, at least in the democratic society. Therefore, from my point of view, the superior or good healthcare systems are also in the interest of the politicians. Now, who else could benefit from the implications of the artificial intelligence? Well, different research companies, different insurance companies, and different laboratories. So all of them are actually like very important stakeholders, institutional stakeholders, who will actually benefit from the data gathered from the artificial intelligence. Though all these institutions that I have mentioned, for example, laboratories and the research institutions, they are not people. They will not improve their healthcare stage. They have to transfer their knowledge and the knowledge acquired with the help of artificial intelligence to the healthcare status of the nation. And this transfer from having the data to delivering better healthcare to the patients, this is a very important stage. Well, for the future directions, it is important to know that at this very moment, not all fields of the artificial intelligence are equally developed. And when treating the patients, we must know that the best payoff is the technologies that have a good visual component. Therefore, artificial intelligence at this very moment is primarily introduced into the field of radiology, pathology, ophthalmology, and dermatology. We are also aware that the, for example, the cardiovascular diseases and so on and so forth are very well covered with the artificial intelligence. And this could also mean that certain types of priorities will probably be introduced in the hospitals in the sense of using artificial intelligence. It is not useful for all the fields, but for the ones that I just mentioned.